This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day of controversy and confrontation and polarization. But maybe, with a hint of resolution just beyond the horizon. There's a story about people in a fast food joint who refused to provide service for some police officers who came in. Because, you know, of course, on the left, anyone wearing a police uniform is demonstrably evil. This is very similar to a story about workers at the major Ford Motors production facility in Dearborn, Michigan, passing out a petition saying they won't work anymore making cop cars. And Ford is the world's leading maker of cop cars. Okay, so what do you think happens if you're working at a Five Guys and you refuse service to a police officer? Well, we'll get to that. Because if it was Seattle, they'd probably be given the keys to the city, would get awards from the mayor and the city council. I mean, but this wasn't Seattle. Fortunately, we will get to that. We will also be speaking with Bjorn Lomborg, who is one of the world's leading critics of the so-called climate change consensus. What he is saying is that people who are very much involved in the center of things on climate change have sounded a false alarm. And that leads them to ignore the very real dangers from climate change, or some of the low-hanging fruit, some of these steps that could be taken that could immediately make things better. And then there is, of course, the big issue of opening and reopening schools. There's the even bigger issue of our budget deficit, which reach levels that are, honestly, they're beyond imagining. It is beyond imagining. I never thought in my lifetime, or my children's lifetime, that there would be deficit spending like this. I mean, it's incredible. We had a deficit in the month of June that was more than in one month our entire deficit for the year 2018. It's beyond imagining, almost $1 trillion in June. Where does it go from here? There are various opinions depending on various political perspectives, but everybody's talking about spending, spending, spending. Is that a threat to America, just like coronavirus is a threat to America, just like racial unrest is a threat to America, just like getting the economy back on track is a threat to America? It's a threat to America if we don't. And look, it's so complicated and it's so confusing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up again to about 26,500, up 400 points today. Who understands any of this? How is that possible when we are spending ourselves into oblivion? And now they are talking about, we'll talk about whether it's a good idea or not, now they are talking about basically another check to everybody. More spending, maybe another $3 trillion in emergency spending. Unreal. 1-800-955-1776. Right now, there is political confrontation about everything, but particularly about one thing where, honest to goodness, if we can't work together on this, then we just aren't the country I thought we were. What I'm talking about is reopening schools. Everybody wants to or should want to reopen the schools. For goodness sake, you pay property taxes, do you? The majority of Americans, most people don't even recognize this, but the majority of Americans own their own home. And that means you pay property taxes. And even if you're a renter, you pay for schools with property taxes because you're paying for part of what your landlord has to pay in taxes. So we all pay for these schools. And right now, there's no school district in the country, really, where folks are getting their money's worth or anything close to it. I was talking with Jeremy Steiner, pride of Hillsdale College, and where his kids go to school, that school district, public schools, it's a school district of more than 20,000 students. They decided on a hybrid school week. Students will be divided into two groups that will each spend 2 days a week in the classroom and 3 days at home with remote learning. Okay, one thing about remote learning, in most places where it's tried in public schools, it just hasn't worked at all. It doesn't do the job. Now, let me tell you, there are special schools where they've made it work, where gifted teachers have made it work. Our older daughter is a teacher who is remote learning every day, but she's teaching high school, and she's teaching literature, and it went well. I mean, it was something that worked out, but that is a private and a religious school. And the students are motivated, parents are motivated to make sure the students get up. And one of the problems with remote learning is most places, they just did a study, they don't even take roll. So it just has not worked out that well. Will a hybrid, it seems to me, my initial response is when you talk about dividing into two groups that will each spend 2 days a week in the classroom and 3 days at home with remote learning, it seems to me that you've got the worst of both worlds. No, really, you do, because you have the kids mixing it up for 2 days a week. At the same time, they're not on campus on as regular a basis. And one of the difficulties here is, for goodness sake, we have a tremendous number, it's majority of American families with two partners, right? Husband and wife, or okay, husband and husband, whoever the two partners are, where they both work. It's kind of, you have young kids and they're not in school every day. How are you supposed to work? I mean, really, this is truly, truly bizarre. You're just going to leave your kids home with a video game remote control? This doesn't work out. And what is most amazing to me is that Al Sharpton, the conscience of America, remember how acclaimed he was for that speech he gave at George Floyd's funeral? Well, now he is saying that the desire by President Trump and Secretary DeVos to reopen schools is racist. This is Al Sharpton on MSNBC. Listen.
Again, betraying your complete misunderstanding of how government works in this country. Public schools are primarily funded by states and localities, and what federal funding they must get must be approved by Congress, not by decree from a despot wannabe in the Oval Office. Your insistence that public schools are be forced to reopen isn't just self-serving and dangerous, it's racist. Luckily for the American people, Mr. President, you don't have the power to force any public schools open, and if you still don't have a grasp of how governmental authority is split 3.5 years into your term, it's time voters teach you a valuable lesson at the ballot box.
Okay, is everything he dislikes racist? I guess it is. But what is truly racist is, without kids in school, the gaps between rich and poor kids, the gaps between white and black kids, only get worse, because the ability of poor families to manage learning at home are kind of non-existent. The whole desire to try to get kids back to school is the opposite of racist. By the way, who says so? Al Sharpton's own network. We will get to that. We'll get to the editorial about the case for reopening schools in the Wall Street Journal. and much more. Do you split the difference? We'll get to that. 1-800-955-1776. Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%.
Did you know precious metals had a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Michael Medved show, talking about the gigantic split in the country, it appears, though I don't really think it's a split. I think there's an overwhelming consensus that wherever it is possible or conceivable, schools should reopen. I do think that in San Diego and in Los Angeles, the two largest school districts in California, a total of 800,000 students. It's a lot of kids. And with those two gigantic school districts, they said they won't open, not for full-time regular campus work in September. I wish they had waited just a bit to try to work it out, because it's one of those things where this is not one of those, oh, good and evil struggles. It's not even one of those sane and insane struggles. Because there are arguments on both sides. The one thing that the Wall Street Journal makes very clear is, look, for some teachers who have comorbidities, and they can be anything, but they're identifiable. Those teachers should not be compelled to go back into the classroom while a coronavirus is raging. And you make accommodations for them. And you can. In fact, I think they're required to in terms of the statement in the contract. But that's not every teacher. And there are some teachers, many teachers, who would prefer to go back. And would prefer to go back even with some of the special provisions they would make with separating classes, smaller class size, maybe even a split schedule as they're doing in some smaller school districts. But somehow to get back to this idea that, okay, it's a weekday, you go to school. And that means maybe you make a point where the weather permits that you can have lunches outside. And that, by the way, is something else that I think we're just coming to terms with. I mean, you talk about the weather permits. We're in the middle of summer. We're going to have fall. This probably will still be going on in the wintertime. Does anyone really believe at this point that by the wintertime, say by the election, which is November 3rd, that the pandemic is going to be over in the United States? I don't think anybody really does believe that, but there is a strong feeling on the part of a lot of experts, including major networks. Last night, just a few days ago, actually, it wasn't last night, there was a piece on NBC where they talked to five different medical experts. Now, what's significant about this is Al Sharpton is attacking the administration because they're racist, because they want schools to actually open up and teach. And they had five leading pediatricians in the country who were on NBC News, and it sounded like this in terms of going back to school. Listen.
While many teachers are concerned about reopening school so soon, the five doctors we spoke to agreed. The benefits of being in the classroom far outweigh the risk of disease. But the key is to reopen safely.
We are not seeing transmissions when we're following some simple guidelines.
I think each school system is going to have to come up with their own guidelines, because you can't just say that one city is just like the next.
All agree guidelines should include rules for social distancing. Keep desks 3 to 6 feet apart and make sure desks aren't facing each other. Schools may want to consider holding gym classes outside.
In your perfect world of sending kids back to school, what would you like seeing set up in those school systems?
They should try to increase the airflow in the classrooms, try to distance as much as possible. I have been doing a lot of research looking into face masks. I don't think they're necessarily useful in elementary school children. They do provide protection, I think, for high school students.
Would you let your kids go back to school?
I will. My kids are looking forward to it.
Yes. Period. Absolutely.
Absolutely. As much as I can.
Without a hesitation.
Without a hesitation, yes.
I have no concerns about sending my child to school in the fall.
I would let my kids go back to school.
Dr. John Torres, NBC News.
They all said yes.
Okay. Yes, they all said yes. And by the way, the statement from the American Academy of Pediatrics, which is a good outfit and a positive outfit and really does care about the health of our kids. They issued a joint statement together with the American Federation of Teachers and the National Education Association, the two biggest teachers unions, and the AASA, the School Superintendents Association. And they wrote this. This is a joint statement by all of these organizations. And the Washington Post, at least, had the decency to publish all of it. They write, "Returning to school is important for the healthy development and well-being of children, but we must pursue reopening in a way that is safe for all students, teachers, and staff. Science should drive decision-making on safely reopening schools. Public health agencies must make recommendations based on evidence, not politics. We should leave it to health experts to tell us when the time is best to open up school buildings and listen to educators and administrators to shape how we do it. Local school leaders, public health experts, educators, and parents must be at the center of discussions about how and when to reopen schools, taking into account the spread of COVID-19 in their communities and the capacities of school districts to adopt safety protocols to make in-person learning safe and feasible. For instance, schools in areas with high levels of COVID-19 community spread should not be compelled to reopen against the judgment of local experts. A one-size-fits-all approach is not appropriate for a return-to-school decision." I think that's correct. And one of the things that conservatives believe in, something I was talking about yesterday, is local control of schools. And the idea of running everything from the Department of Education in Washington, D.C. is not a good idea. And it's not a responsible idea. They write, "The pandemic has reminded so many what we have long understood, that educators are invaluable in children's lives, and that attending school in person offers children a wide array of health and educational benefits. For our country to truly value children, elected leaders must come together to appropriately support schools in safely returning students to the classroom and reopening." Okay, that, it seems to me, is positive and it's reasonable. And one of the points the Wall Street Journal makes in its editorial is that it does say teachers who are older or have underlying health conditions deserve special accommodations, but employers and employees in most industries are making adjustments to manage through the pandemic, and there's no reason schools and teachers can't do so too. States so far have received $150 billion in pandemic relief from Congress, much of which can go to education. And schools have received $13.2 billion on top of that. Unions are demanding more, but Education Secretary Betsy DeVos says schools have used a mere $195 million so far. Republicans in Congress should condition additional funding in a fifth virus aid package on schools physically reopening 5 days a week. It seems reasonable, because otherwise what are you paying for? What are you sending the money for? 1-800-955-1776. We'll be right back.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. Senate will begin debate next week on a fifth coronavirus relief bill. That's according to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. McConnell telling Kentucky radio station WRVK,
"Well, but they'll do one more package. And if I said back in March after the last one, they'll probably do one more in July. And it is July. The Senate is not in session this week, but next week we'll be beginning a new bill."
Former Vice President Joe Biden lays out his clean energy plan. The former vice president also takes a shot at President Trump regarding climate change.
When Donald Trump thinks about climate change, the only word he can muster is hoax. When I think about climate change, the word I think of is jobs, good paying, union jobs that have put Americans to work.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Michael Medved show, there is this discussion about going back to school going on at a time when the upsurge in violence just continues across America. And it's devastating. And it's also, it's close to home. They've had two recent shootings in Bellevue, Washington, which is a relatively privileged suburb of Seattle. Yeah, I know, Bellevue's its own city now. It's a big city. It's close to 200,000 population. But come on, in Bellevue? And people knifed to death and shot? And last night, a police officer was killed in Bothell, Washington. Bothell's lovely. And it's one of those places, my wife and I like to go walking there along the Sammamish River. And this was an announcement made last night by a Bothell Police Department Captain Mike Johnson. Listen.
I want to let everybody know that the police activity behind us is response to an officer-involved shooting. I can confirm one of our officers has been hit and is at Harborview being treated, and another officer is deceased. At this time, we're not identifying that officer. The suspect is still at large. He is armed and dangerous. We're asking anyone with any information to please call 911. If you see something, say something. The suspect is described as a black male wearing a gray tank top, baggy sweatpants, and a witness described his hair as large afro, and did describe that he is armed with a handgun.
Okay. Is there anyone out there who is so sick that they think it's a good thing that a cop got killed in a confrontation with an armed black male? And two officers were shot, one fatally. Around 9:40 p.m., officers tried to pull over a black sedan along westbound SR 522, and I know just where that is. Driver didn't stop. After a short chase, the car hit someone riding a Lime scooter, then crashed through the center median and stopped. The suspect then exchanged gunfire with officers, and it was reported that one person ran from the car, authorities said. As more officers arrived, they found two Bothell officers had been shot. One officer was already dead. The second officer had non-life-threatening injuries and was taken to Harborview Medical Center, along with a scooter driver, who was in satisfactory condition. This is not in the middle of the night. It's 9:40 p.m. It's still light here at 9:40. Bothell police said the shooting suspect was found trying to get down from the rooftop of a business and was arrested finally around 3:20 a.m. I've worked here over 25 years, and we've never had an officer shot, said Bothell police captain Mike Johnson. So this is some uncharted territory for us, and it's going to be a rough couple of days for our organization. Can you imagine? And the idea, look, I deeply, deeply regret that there's any opportunity to make any racial conclusions. I don't know if the police officers who got shot were black or white. They probably would mention if they weren't white, but who knows? A growing memorial for the Bothell officer shot and killed by a suspect last night. Many people in Bothell, posted by local media, many people in Bothell say they want the Bothell police to know they care deeply. And by the way, Bothell police, you should know that everybody in the region, everybody in the country cares deeply. If a cop dies under circumstances like this, the fallen officer's body was removed from the scene around 7:20 a.m. Officers lined the street as an ambulance left for the medical examiner's office. Let's go to David in Houston. David, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Hello, Michael.
Hey.
I think this whole pandemic thing is just basically shows how nuts most of the, a large percentage of the right wing is in this country. I live south of Houston, and the right never took this virus seriously. They weren't wearing masks. They weren't social distancing. And at the time, it was raging. That's before this second rage. It's just nuts. And now to the schooling. Now, we've been told for years how great homeschooling is. Now, we're telling you how great in-class schooling is. It's just, I mean, literally say whatever works at the time. And why people take y'all seriously is just a total mystery to me.
Okay, let me just back you up a little bit. When you say the right didn't take the pandemic seriously, by the way, this is a very sore subject because I've also had that problem. I think there are too many of my colleagues who wrote it off as exaggerated, who listened to some of the really, really stupid stuff the President of the United States said when he said it's just going to go away, nobody's going to get sick, we've already got it under control. This has not been the president's finest hour. And if he loses the presidency, and he very well might, it'll be because of this. It'll be because the most basic job of the president of the United States is to rally the country when you're facing a danger of this level. On the homeschooling thing, obviously, I've always said, and I've supported homeschooling for years. We homeschooled our own kids for a couple of years, and then we found that the public schools were a great alternative. But that happens to be true where we live. What I'm in favor of for kids and parents is choice. And that used to be a liberal value, David, is provide as much choice for people as possible. If you choose to educate your kids at home, that's great. If you choose to go to a private school, if you choose to go to a religious school, that's terrific. But most parents, and you know this, I'm sure it's true in Houston, most parents in most parts of the country are happy with the public schools and grateful for them. Can I ask, David, did you go to public school?
No, but my ex-wife homeschooled my son for about 7 years, and about 7 years, he was crazy and she was crazy too. And, you know, the best thing in the world for him was to get to public school. Yeah. Homeschooling. And now, unfortunately, I have a niece who didn't finish school herself, is actually homeschooling her two kids. This is nuts. And across
well,
the country.
Again, it depends. There are some of the brightest, most wonderful people I know who have been very successful in college, and nobody tries to homeschool in college, right? But some of the very brightest and successful people I know are people who are homeschooled all the way through. I know a guy who's an emergency room physician right now who didn't go to public school at all until college. And he was one of the emergency room physicians out in Las Vegas when they had that horrible shooting out there. In any event, it's one of those things where I would just be very careful of generalizations. And I'm sorry that your own experience with homeschooling appears to have been difficult. But then again, some people have a difficult time with public schooling. Some people have a difficult time with private schooling. David, I appreciate your call. I do think that one thing that we have to be very careful of as conservatives is falling into this trap of not taking the coronavirus seriously. There's all kinds of reason to understand this is a life and death issue. And it's a life and death issue for the Republican Party. Tell you why coming up.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the Medved Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch Medved's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where Clear Play comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, Clear Play can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. And you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com because Clear Play loves good movies.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners, now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants, designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
On the Michael Medved show, it's not just the Northwest where we see an upsurge in crime with the terrible shooting last night. And yes, the perpetrator has apparently been apprehended. At least that is what the Cairo7.com information suggests. He was apprehended early this morning. And again, think about the situation. And again, don't know why it was the officers were trying to pull over the black sedan. Don't know why it was that the suspects in the black sedan started shooting, exchanging gunfire with police officers. But do know that a cop is dead. And probably is a young man. And probably has a family. And you have somebody here who also in the process of trying to run away from the police ran over a poor guy riding a Lime scooter at sunset, really. I mean, the entire story is so horrible. Okay, it's just nothing compared to Chicago. I mean, this becomes almost repetitive, but it's a tragedy. Each one of these is a tragedy. How many people were shot this last weekend in Chicago? Anyone want to care to guess? 13 of them dead. 13, let me repeat it, 13 dead, 64 shot. 15-year-old Terrence Mauldin, who was gunned down 4:50 p.m. Friday evening in Jeffrey Manor on the south side, was the weekend's first victim. Five other teenagers were wounded in separate shootings between then and Monday morning. The numbers are alarming. They're appalling. And the Chicago mayor, Lori Lightfoot, ultra-progressive, Chicago's first African-American lesbian mayor. Congratulations. She knew exactly who to blame for the surge in violence in Chicago that has claimed hundreds, literally hundreds, of dead bodies this year. Here is Mayor Lightfoot on MSNBC answering a leading question from Andrea Mitchell. Listen.
I want to also ask you about the violence this past weekend in Chicago, at least 60 shootings. The president jumped all over this, comparing it to saying that the city is worse than Afghanistan. Your reaction as you're trying to come to grips with all of this, of course.
Okay. Leading question, is the president wrong about this? There are more Americans, by far, killed and wounded in Chicago than in Afghanistan. Mayor Lightfoot says this.
Well, look, if you go back over many years, President Trump has said a lot of disparaging things about the city of Chicago. He likes to use us as a political punching bag. But if the president was really committed to helping us deal with our violence, he would do some easy things. One is he would push for universal background checks. He would push for an assault weapons ban. He would push to make sure that people who are banned from getting on airplanes can't get guns. This is the kind of thing that federal leadership could do. But as long as we are challenged with having states surrounding us, notably Indiana, that has very lax gun laws, where somebody can drive across the border and literally load up a vehicle with military-grade weapons and bring them back to the states, to the city of Chicago, we're going to continue to be challenged. We're doing an all-hands-on-deck strategy. We're really focusing on the root causes of the violence. But fundamentally, we have too many illegal guns on our street, and that is a direct result of a failure of federal leadership, which is why we need change in November, and we need the kind of leadership that Joe Biden's going to bring to our country.
Okay, you'll notice not a word about policing. If there are too many guns on the street right now, how do you get those illegal guns off the street without the police putting their own lives at risk to do that, which is part of the job? But what's stunning to me is Lori Lightfoot not mentioning that in the midst of all this, there are people in Chicago, there are people across the country who are calling for cutting police budgets. It is crazy and it's evil, frankly. And I say it's evil because it is costing lives, and not only the lives of civilians, but the lives of police officers. If Chicago was serious about trying to cut down on crime, they should flood the streets with literally thousands of new cops. I know that Mayor Emanuel tried to do some of that. And they did succeeded to some extent. They did cut this down. Chicago's not at its worst, believe it or not. But it's terrible. And it's unacceptable. And in New York, there was a particularly horrifying crime covered on Fox News. The father and grandmother spoke about a one-year-old who was killed as the surge of violence continues in New York. Listen.
Girlfriend was on the phone with my mom. She said, "You have to call your baby mother. Junior's in the hospital." So when I called her, like, she just, like, as soon as she picked up, she was just crying immediately. Like, "You need to get here. You need to get here. Hurry." And I'm like, "What's wrong?" And she was like, "Junior got shot in his stomach." And it just broke me down because I didn't know, like, if my son was going to make it or not. And he didn't. And I'm sitting here calling everybody, like, nobody can tell me the condition of my son. He's getting transferred from hospital. Like, nobody's seen him yet. Like, the doctors can't say nothing. It's just, I was looking for answers. That wasn't answered for me, and it just broke me down. And then when the doctors came out and told me, it just, like, I just lost myself.
For the cowards that did this, you should be ashamed of yourself, because everybody talk about Black Lives Matter. What about baby lives? What about teenager lives? Like, you took an innocent child from a mother and a father, as well as the grandparents. And I don't think it's fair.
That's the grandmother of a one-year-old killed in a shooting. The father had something to say about crime in the city. Listen.
DeVille, do you believe, based on what you know now, and no one's talking, that people thought that your son's life mattered by the way they're conducting themselves right now?
No. anybody who said that they are, they're just lying, because if you know information, that needs to be said, and no information being needs to be said. Like, this is my son. He died. You need to, whatever information you need, you know, you need to tell me. It needs to be known. I need this information. Because these guys just took my son's life. For what? He didn't do nothing to nobody.
Do you feel like the elected leaders, the people that represent the community, are doing enough to stop this?
No. The community is just getting worse and worse. Nobody's doing nothing about it. Nobody. Nobody's trying to make a change. And it's sad to say that. Like, every day is just worse. You don't know if you're going to live to see the next day.
This is the ultimate challenge to Black Lives Matter. The problem with Black Lives Matter as a slogan and as a movement is the only lives that seem to matter to that movement are lives that are, God forbid, though it is very, very rare, taken by the police. It is vastly more common to have cases like this, and police are the only solution. We will get back to this, because this is getting to be a critical period in America. When you have a situation in Alabama where there are five employees at a fast food place who turned their backs and refused to serve cops, they tried to get away with saying, well, the cops weren't masked. The cops were masked. They put on their masks. And they were coming in to get some food at a Five Guys. And they were told, no, we don't serve cops. Okay, and you have people in organized labor who are trying to demand that Ford stop producing police cruisers, which is a big part of their business. This is an illness. It's a craziness. And frankly, it's wounding our country and wounding the heart of what ought to remain, one would pray, the greatest nation on God's green earth.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statement, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Hi, Bill Hyde here for Safe Places USA. If you're thinking it might be finally time to move out of a dangerous urban area to a safer place before things get worse, pay close attention. Because the feeling in your gut, the one telling you to get out, could save your life. Here's why. You can now find out where the safest places in this country are by going to safeplacesusa.com and checking out the Ultimate Relocation Manual. It's your personal guide to the tips, tricks, and techniques for relocating your family to the safest places in America. All broken down in 15 strategic, critical categories along with checklists and preparation sources. So if you want a clear path to getting out of Dodge, go to safeplacesusa.com. That's safeplacesusa.com. Use coupon code GCN and get half off the manual all this week. Plus, get the following books free with your Ultimate Relocation Manual. Pandemic Survival Secrets, Your Home, Your Fortress, all free this week at safeplacesusa.com.